another something else.
Еще вопрос, Бхагаваджи. What should we pray about to Lord Balaram in the day of his appearance? Could you say a few words about the glory of Lord Balaram?
Lord Balaram is very famous for his strength because actually he is the Avesh, or he's particularly manifesting the strength of Krishna. In one form of Lord Balaram, he's Anantadev, and on top of his hoods, he's carrying the universes, one universe on every hood. Can you imagine how strong he is, that a whole universe is just on one head? So Lord Balaram is very, very powerful. But that power isn't material power, it's spiritual power. So that's why scripture says, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhya, is that without the strength of Lord Balaram, we cannot make spiritual advancement. So just like before, we were talking about the strength to follow the regulative principles. That strength comes to us from Lord Balaram. And why usually do devotees take a vow and then later aren't able to follow it? Because when they take the vow, they're in very good Krishna consciousness. But then later on, their practices or their sadhana may become much compromised, and then they become weak. So they lose that strength that they had from Lord Balaram. So we can pray to Lord Balaram for strength, but the way he gives us the strength is that we're open to receiving it. It's just like if you ask somebody for something, then you have to open your hands to get what they give you. So for us, good sadhana, good standards is equivalent to opening our hands. And when we're open to taking Balaram's shelter, then he gives us the strength to do what we need to do. And the primary strength that spiritualists need to develop or to attain is the strength to overcome this attraction of sex life. It's a very, very powerful force, like gravitational force that's pulling us in this world. Force, and to be able to fly, you need to have more strength. That strength we get from Lord Balaram. But we need to be open to it. And don't expect that we get it for free or for nothing. And if we hear about Lord Balaram's pastimes, his killing of demons like Dhenukasura or Palambasura, then it helps us to actually overcome those bad qualities that are associated with these demons. Like Dhenukasura. Dhenukasura was a donkey. Palambasura, he was the embodiment of Pralamba, Lampata, of unrestricted sex life. So by Lord Balaram's mercy, we can overcome these tendencies if we really want to. Moreover, Lord Balaram is also the personification of Krishna's Sandini Shakti, or his potency of existence. In other words, everything exists by his potency, by his desire. He makes everything exist. Just like Srimati Radharani is the personification of the Ladini Shakti, he's the personification of the Sandini Shakti. And in the same way that you can't come to Krishna, other than through Srimati Radharani, you also have to go through Lord Balaram. Just like Balaram also, along with Krishna, they enjoyed Holi and Rasa dance on the night of Holi, that's described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that shows how Lord Balaram and Krishna are always intimately connected in their pastimes, both in Vrindavan and outside of it. So yes, let's pray to Lord Balaram, remember Lord Balaram today and tomorrow and always. And interestingly enough, on Sunday is when Srila Prabhupada's departure for America is. On Sunday is Prabhupada's departure for America. And two important days, one after the other. Because Prabhupada had so much blessings from Lloyd Balaram, he was able to do this very difficult thing all by himself. And if we remember all the difficulties that Prabhupada underwent just to give us Krishna consciousness, then we should reciprocate with that by taking what he gave us as it is without changing it. It's our duty to Prabhupada to do that. That's how we really become endeared to Krishna, is when Krishna sees that we're really faithful to Prabhupada's teachings, then he accepts us. Krishna doesn't accept us on the basis of our own qualification, but on the basis of our fidelity to what we learned about him, which was through Prabhupada. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, what would we know about Krishna? We'd know nothing. So therefore we should follow Prabhupada's teachings and accept Prabhupada's teachings as he gave us, because that is how Krishna will manifest himself to us. And if we're really determined to do that, then Lord Balaram will bless us with spiritual strength to do it. Any questions or comments about that?
Question from Krishna Priya. Nowadays, a new book has been issued. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comments on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Right.
And quite often, devotees, by giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, they refer more to these comments by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but not to comments of Srila Prabhupada. What should be our attitude towards this?
Well, nothing should necessarily be more than Prabhupada. Sometimes devotees get into fads. In principle, our overall reference should be based on Prabhupada, especially in lectures, but it may not always be like that. It depends on the lecture. It depends on what's happening. If I think in the book that I'm writing now, am I quoting Prabhupada more than other acharyas, then I would have to say no, because I'm quoting so many references. And it isn't that Prabhupada is 50% of that. But at least whatever we present from other acharyas should not be contrary to the conclusions that we got from Srila Prabhupada. It should be in line with Srila Prabhupada's teachings and perhaps expanding on them further. And in general, particularly in ISKCON, when we're giving classes, it's always good to ground whatever we hear from somebody else with what Srila Prabhupada says. So, for instance, if I'm writing about something and I quote 10 authorities outside of Prabhupada, then at least I always want to ground everything that I say by finding an equivalent quote from Srila Prabhupada on the subject. Okay, we had a relatively good session today. I'm saying in terms of we didn't get cut, and it was quite a clear line. Let's see when we have the next meeting. Well, next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is Parikrama here. And then Monday, Tuesday is Janmashtami and Vyas Puja. So I think that probably either 24th or 25th would be the earliest. How about the 25th?
He has lost his beads that you gave him while initiation, and what should he do now?
Well, if he wants me to chant on some beads, then he can send them here and I can chant on them for him. In the meantime, he just keeps chanting on some other beads. I'm sure that's what he's doing anyway. Is that okay? And you said Baladev had a short question? That's the question? Oh, okay. All right, so thank you. And then we'll talk again in, that means we're talking in 2 weeks, right? Yeah.